Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It is 9:03. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. I have a Steelers offensive line take to give at the end of this segment. But we are spending a decent amount of time on the backyard brawl today. And one of the great legends of backyard brawl past from a day that I wish I could forget is joining us right now. That is, of course, December 1st, 2007, as it is referred to in West Virginia. It is referred to 13-9 around these parts. And we are right now talking with Scott McKillop. Scott, how are you today? Big week. Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing well. Hopefully I'll be even better Saturday around 7 o'clock.
Well, it's unique for you, isn't it? And I did want to mention to the people, Doran not here today. He's under the weather, hoping he's obviously back tomorrow and ready to go on the sidelines for the backyard brawl. It's unique for you, Scott, because you are, as I understand it, married to a West Virginia fan. And do you live in West Virginia? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I live in Hurricane, West Virginia. It's halfway in between Charleston and Huntington. I've been down here for about 8 years. Living in enemy territory.
So if Pitt were to lose, you would hear it more than just your average regular Pitt fan.
Yeah, I've been hearing it a lot ever since last year. I mean, I went to the game. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way I or any Pitt fan would like to. So 100% I will hear it. I mean, when I go into work, I have to hear that infamous Pitt chant numerous places. I hear it from my wife. I hear it from my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law. And I think at times they try and brainwash my daughter and son to say it too.
It's okay. I have a wife who went to Pitt. I'm a big West Virginia guy. And my daughter the other day said she's rooting for Pitt this weekend. So I understand where you're coming from. Can you just dispel one thing? All your family, I'm sure, has teeth, right? Because that's what I'm getting all the time. All you West Virginia fans don't have teeth. Scott, your family's got teeth.
Everyone in my family has teeth.
Excellent.
I am biased, obviously, more towards Pitt and WVU. But living down here and it growing a part of me, the one-liners and everything that everyone says about people from West Virginia, that is can be found anywhere in the United States.
I agree with that, and I'm happy that you said it, because when I say it, nobody believes me. All right, let's talk about the thing everybody wants you to talk about coming on here, Scott, and that is December 1st, 2007. You had 9 tackles. Were you out there and reacting? Like, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, did you black out a little bit? Because you were all over the place, man.
Honestly, I obviously that was one of the biggest wins of my playing career ever. And anytime I try and bring it up to any WVU fan, they're always like, close the yearbook, Uncle Rico. that game, everything went right for us. Every player was in the right place at the right time. Every player made big plays. I think Paul Rhodes, who was a defensive coordinator, you know, we had so many unsung heroes that made plays that, as a result, led to us winning.
Scott McKillop with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You had a great plan going into the game. Paul Rhodes did a wonderful job, and then he winds up going to Auburn to be their defensive coordinator. So that was seen around the country as a great game plan. Obviously, Dave Wannstedt on the crutches. Going into the game, did you have expectations, Scott, that you were going to win the game? Or was it once you got into the flow of the thing, you started to look around going, man, we can get these guys?
I think any time you go into a game, you think you have a chance. I mean, how realistic it was, probably not the best. But, I think after the first quarter, you know, when we came and were sitting on the sideline in between series, you know, just looking around and, you know, we had blank stares on our face because, I mean, if you look at how well they performed before and after, it's like something's not right. Like, it's almost like, pinch me, this isn't real. And honestly, I was waiting for, you know, those big plays to happen, and it just never happened. And it was just something where, you know, I didn't believe it until the clock hit zero that we actually won.
There's the infamous press conference from Rich Rodriguez after the game where you can hear the Pitt locker room in the background just going bonkers. Take us inside and what that moment was like, you and your brothers in there after that victory.
No, I mean, it was awesome. You know, I'm not going to say the players' names for the other team, but, you know, before the game, you know, there's a lot of players that you played up against in high school, and we heard numerous people saying that, like, you know, we got champagne on the rocks in the locker room for after the game. These are WVU players saying this. And, you know, I never, like, called them out like an umpire, but I'm just thinking to the back of my head, like, what are you guys doing? You still haven't played. You know, and after the game, you know, we're celebrating. You can hear us jumping up and down. I mean, we're taking Gatorade bottles and spraying them like it's champagne. I mean, yeah, that was our national championship game. That was our bowl game. Say what you want, WVU fans, but, like, we won. We could do what – like, when you win, you can do and say whatever you want.
Do you feel that this year's team is going to make you guys proud when you watch the tape and what they've done the last couple of weeks? How do you feel like the game's going to play out this weekend, Scott?
Well, I mean, you know, I've watched both teams play. Obviously, unfortunately, I have to watch some of the WVU games because of, you know, I'm married to a woman who loves WVU football. I think, you know, I like to put last year's game, like, completely forget about it. I think both teams, it's going to be a good game. You know, it'll be interesting which quarterback shows up for Pitt and West Virginia. I mean, because if you look at Garrett Green, how he performed against Penn State, I mean, I'm not going to say quarterback names, but it was just like, who is that? I mean, they were screaming Heisman chance for him when Pat McAfee was in Morgantown. And, you know, Holstein in the first half, it was, I don't know who it was. One of the things that I'll say about Holstein is I think that as a former player and as a fan and as an alum, I respect, and I think he gained a lot of trust with fans with owning up to how bad he played in the first half and basically said, hey, that's on me. And I thought that was awesome because as a redshirt freshman, you typically don't see that. You see a lot of pointing fingers or just not say anything. But I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be relative to the game 2 years ago at Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, where, you know, it's going to be whoever has the ball on the last drive of the fourth quarter who makes a big mistake.
Scott, we appreciate you coming on. This was hard for me without Doran. I was hoping he would ask all the 13-9 questions, but then the responsibility falls on me. So thank you for coming on. Enjoy watching the game this weekend, and maybe I'll run into you down there, all right?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be up there, and to all the Pitt fans, I'll be having a tailgate. Come by, look for the McKillop flag. I'll be looking to drink some adult beverages and have a good time.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot again, Scott, for coming on. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate it. Hail to Pitt.
Take care. Scott McKillop. God, that was hard.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.